How many times do you walk into a room and look at the ceiling? Throughout your day, every day, most of us, it's like never. Unless the lights go out, there's a leak, or a bug like a spider is moving in the distance, none of us look up. The ceilings represents our assumptions, and our assumptions go undisturbed unless something interrupts our patterns. And that's a problem. C.S. Lewis said, "It's not a theory that they put into his mind, but an assumption." Don Miguel, he said, "Even if we hear something and we don't understand, we make assumptions about what it means and then believe the assumptions. We make all sorts of assumptions because we don't have the courage to ask questions." So on this podcast, we're going to look at three dangers of assumptions. And the first one, of course, is miscommunication. Have you ever sent somebody to the store and they come back home and what they bring you is not what you asked for? And they just assume, because you normally always ask for this one particular item, that that's what you said, but they weren't paying attention. See, when we assume, we don't seek clarity, and because we don't find that clarity, we think we already know the answer. This can lead to incorrect conclusions and potential damaged relationships and business decisions on a big, grander scale. The second danger of assumptions is missed opportunities. By making assumptions, we miss out on opportunities for growth and learning. Because, like I said, if you already think you know everything on a topic or about a person, we close ourselves off to new information. And when you close yourself off, guess what happens? You lose out on an opportunity to better serve other people. You lose out on an opportunity to be able to actually engage and prevent bad things from happening. It is said a closed mouth don't get fed. It is so arrogant to assume that we have all the answers, and it blocks the ability for us to connect with others by simply thinking that we have it all figured out, when there are always blind spots that we have. You see, God made us interdependent upon one another, which means that my success does not take away from yours, but we can succeed together. Another bad thing about assumptions is inaccuracy. Assumptions are often based on our own experiences and biases, not on objective facts and evidence. See, it's a difference between subjective and objective truth. And as a result, we get inaccurate information that leads to poor decisions. So, for example, you're in a business setting and you're assuming a market will react a certain way to a product without conducting the proper research. That will lead to financial loss. And so there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be. And assumptions are like a bridge made out of straw. Only after testing it do you realize it don't work. So take the time to check. Will save you time and energy in the long run. So here's the nugget of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Not all shortcuts are created equal. Assumptions are bad shortcuts. By taking the time to verify and investigate will prepare you for the different tests of life. And those who are prepared, they won't be ashamed because they have attained the truth. And in Proverbs, it talks about make sure that you obtain wisdom and understanding. And don't let go of that truth. In the same way, you don't pay attention to what people say, but you pay attention to what people do. You want to make sure that the knowledge that you and information that you attain is actually accurate, because inaccurate information leads to inaccurate results. And here's how deep this goes. Asking a simple question can be the difference between life and death. If you remember, when Jesus was on the cross, there were two criminals that were being crucified right next to Jesus at the same time. And they admitted that they deserved what they were getting. But they said that Jesus was innocent. And one of the criminals was mocking Jesus, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Then save us." But the other one, he recognized who Jesus was. And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And here's the nugget of truth. Sometimes the difference between life and death is simply asking a question. This is the Wealthy Mindset Podcast. I am your host, Roberto Swift, and I'm out.